Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, please join me as we lift up the prayers of our people this Sunday. Just a couple of new prayer announcements to add. First of all, I want to give a praise report. Brian, the friend of Pat Williams' son, Danny, who was struggling with the COVID-19 virus, we give thanks that his brother, I believe, was taken off of the ventilator. And is doing much better. So we give thanks for that, that he's doing much better. So we do pray for continued healing for that young man. Also want to pray and give thanks for a successful surgery for Bev Kenyon. We pray that she continues to heal well this week. And we also want to lift up special prayers for the family of Gary Cook. We're so disheartened at his passing, and we do pray for the whole family during this difficult time. So please do lift them up in your prayers. Well, let us join brothers and sisters in Christ as we lift up the prayers of our people this day. Holy One, you bring us together to call us your own. Bless theologians and teachers, preachers who help us grow in the faith. Guide your church that we might be a holy people. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, the whole earth is yours. Where there is fire, bring cool air and new growth. Where there is flooding, bring abatement. Where there is drought, bring rain. And inspire us, Lord, to care for all that you have provided. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, we have created divisions you will not own. In places of conflict, raise up leaders who work to develop lasting peace and reconciliation. Encourage organizations and individuals who care for all forced to leave their homes. Be especially, Lord, in our own communities now as we find ways to reform our system, but also to change the hearts of humanity so that we might see in everyone the face of our Lord and Savior Jesus and love them as such. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, you care for those who are harassed and helpless. Protect and defend those who are abused. Heal those who are sick and feed all who hunger. Empower all those voices which go unheard and help us to respond to the pressing needs of our neighbors here and now. Gracious God, we also ask for special healing for those whom we care about. For continued healing for Danny's friend, Lord, we pray that virus will be eradicated from his body and that he will be well soon. Lord, we pray for our dear sister in Christ, Bev, as she continues to heal. We pray that her eyesight will be much better after this surgery. Lord, we pray for continued healing for Sharon's son, Neil, in his struggle to find wholeness in his life. We pray also for her brother and sister-in-law that as they heal as well, we give thanks for good news there. Lord, we pray for continued healing for Robert and Roger, the nephews of Lana, as they continue to heal. We've had so many prayers answered, Lord, and we give thanks for that. And may you bring wholeness to all those folks. May you lift up now those who we name silently in our heart, in need of your tender mercy and care. And gracious God, especially in this time of loss of so much and so many people, we pray for the family of Gary Cook, Lord, that they might heal well from this loss, Lord. We give thanks that Gary is no longer suffering in this world, but with you. But for those of us left behind, Lord, may you bless and keep especially the family. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, you provide plentiful harvest of gifts and resources. Prepare us to labor and gather the fruits of this congregation, that we might discover new ways of living. Minister to us in our work, that we may not lose heart. And may we be guided in a place of love for each other and for our community. Lord, in your mercy. And gracious God, we know that the only peace that can overcome the darkness of this world is in you. May that peace be upon our communities globally right now. May we care for one another. May we protect the rights of all. May we see in our neighbor a friend, a companion. And may you bless the work of church as we continue to be distanced now and protect us when we come back together. We are always church, Lord. We never stop being church. And we give thanks that you have bound us together by the power of the Holy Spirit. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, I offer now as well some announcements. We do have a council meeting this week. We will be meeting on Wednesday at 4 p.m. We look forward to gathering together, especially important things to decide as we prepare to reopen in-person church. Please watch the emails and other correspondence as we prepare to inform you what church is going to look like, what the rules are that we have to be mindful of, and what are we doing to keep us all safe and healthy, even as we gather together in person. And also, we do invite you to know that the church office is open sporadically. The ladies do come in, and I will be this week periodically as well. But there are no set specific hours right now. We still are practicing distancing to much of the degree. So I do invite you to call first if you have any immediate needs and make sure they're there. And of course, if you have immediate needs, please know that they will be responded to if you leave a message. I think that's about it for announcements. Unfortunately, I can't see any hands being raised. But if there are other announcements, I promise I will send those out via the email. And also, I'd just like to thank you all for your continued faithfulness to caring for each other, to calling one another, to praying for people. Pat left a wonderful message on the phone at church just about how meaningful that prayer was for Danny's friend. And we just remember it's a wonderful gift that we do for one another. And thank you for your dedication to keep moving forward as a church. Church family. So please receive this parting blessing for your Sunday. Lord, you sent us out into the wolves. We are out in the world that is broken. Conflict will occur. As it said, children will rise up against parent, brother against brother, sister against sister, in all those places of tension. But Lord, we know that conflict and tension can bring new life. May you build up the church, not just in buildings, but within our communities. May the church, in its truest form, Lord, in true fellowship and true hospitality, be shown to all people. May we proclaim that both within our walls, but also do that within our daily tasks. And may we seek, Lord, to change the hearts of humanity, to help to better see each other for who we are, children of the living God. And may your face shine upon us and be merciful upon us. And may the peace that has no end and surpasses all understanding rest upon our souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, I do give thanks for another day, another opportunity to speak to you. I look forward to being together in person, and please know that you are all in my thoughts and prayers. Have a blessed Sunday. Enjoy your family and friends and activities, and just be well. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.